Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Ask Be Me, personal blog, personal journey about myself. Older single mom, officially diagnosed with Asperger's just a little while ago and just coming to terms with it, how it's affected. Now I realize my entire life and what I'm doing with it now. And I just wanted to touch base on what the last year has been like for me and in this household. It's been a year now since the first coronavirus case was discovered here in the United States. I think we had the third or fourth case in the whole United States a couple weeks after that. And it's just been, I don't know, a whirlwind of emotions for me for the last year. And I just want to touch base on a couple of things. We were officially shut down in March. The entire state basically was shut down for 30 days. The kids came home for spring break, second week of March, and they never went back. It didn't really turn our world upside down, but it did. We found ourselves basically in isolation for 30 days. And for somebody on the spectrum, an introvert who is socially awkward anyway, I secretly jumped up and down and cheered. So yippee, woohoo, I'm being told I have to stay home. This is the best news ever. And now, a year later, it's been kind of, this is the worst news ever. And I'll explain why. So the kids were sent home for spring break and they never went back. It was a huge social adjustment for them. They basically had their social lives cut off at the knees, and we tried to make the best of it. They didn't see anybody for at least, God, it was 4 or 5 months, but they kept in contact with their friends. They did their FaceTime and their phone calls and this and that. For me, at the time I was employed and I worked in basically a small office of, well, three. But of the three of us, one had moved to another state, so was rarely there unless they were in the state for visiting. The second guy traveled a lot, so he would show up randomly in the office, but it was still, I think, a month before I saw him, 6 weeks, but we still also kept our distances. But for me, since I had a job that I was able to work from anywhere in the world, either from home or from the office, having some place to go actually provided some sort of relief from being stuck at home. So I would go up to the office and spend 4 hours up there, 4 hours up there, and then come home. It was about a 40-minute drive. And at the time, because the kids were on, they had no more school, basically, I would take my daughter up there and we'd go spend time up there and watch TV or whatever for 4 hours and then come back. It was a good reason and good excuse to get out of the house and get her out of the house as well. Over that 30-day lockdown period, I realized that we could basically order anything and have it delivered. We rarely left the house for groceries. I had those delivered a couple of times. The restaurant started putting together what they call provisional boxes. And it was basically a box of food, along with a gallon of milk, a roll of toilet paper, and paper towels. And they would throw in there a block of cheese and deli meat or hamburger meat, raw vegetables such as carrots or potatoes, onions, eggs, a loaf of bread, and they would sell these provisional boxes, which helped us out a lot, helped me out a lot, because that meant not going into a grocery store. So we'd pick up our provisional box from the restaurants, and it helped the small businesses too. It's really, really important to help them out, even now, a year later, to try and keep them open and in business. So we did that for a while. But as time went on, as much of an introvert I am and as much social awkwardness that I have, I realized that with time that even as an introvert that I was lonely. And I know that is a mix up of feelings and words and emotions, but I think a lot of you may understand that part. I am extremely socially awkward in groups. It does take me a while to warm up to somebody and open up and feel comfortable, which is why working in an office for three people was my dream job. It was my absolute dream job. I worked in the farming community, agricultural community, and even though physically I was, you know, with one or maybe two other people at a time, community-wise, it was endless. I met so many wonderful people over the phone and through internet and messaging. I always felt like I had people around me. And so it wasn't as lonely as what some jobs may have been. Unfortunately, in May, I was let go. I was relieved of my duties for, again, reasons I don't know or understand. But anyway, that's not the point. And while I was devastated, I took that opportunity to try and figure out what I wanted to do to move forward and be happy for the remainder of my life. I'll be 55 this year, so I'm no, you know, young spring chicken that can just get out there and bounce back with anything and everything. I'm at that point in my life where I need to figure out what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I realized that I would really love to get into real estate. I've been buying and selling homes on a personal level since I was 19 years old. My brothers do it up in another state. And I thought, you know what? That sounds like it might suit me just fine, because it can be on your own time. It can be working from home. It can be working from an office. I don't have to worry about working in a huge environment, a warehouse or a huge box store. I can, while accommodating my kids' schooling schedule, because I still drive them 45 minutes each way to school, I can also be earning a living. So I decided to take some online courses. Real estate, I am at the point where I'm scheduled to take my real estate final. Then I get fingerprinted, then I get my license, and we'll start on that new journey. So this whole coronavirus thing has made me realize that it's okay at any age to pivot, and it's okay at any age to adapt to new situations, no matter how long the situation may last or how traumatic it may be, that it's going to be okay. Being restricted to home, though, has also made me realize that, like I said before, how lonely and how isolated I truly am. And so I'll expand on that in just a few minutes, but here's a special word from a sponsor. Okay, and we're back, and we're going to talk about how an introvert can feel lonely. This last year with the coronavirus and restricting our outings, just restricting our travel, has made me realize that I need to get out there and find, and I don't want to say massive groups of people, but find maybe a smaller group of people that I can actually emotionally, intellectually relate to. It's been really, really hard my entire life to relate to a majority of people. I don't have the patience for small talk. I don't know how to initiate small talk. I don't know how to perpetuate it. I don't know how to talk about finding the right nail color to match a certain evening gown. I don't know how to talk about, barbecue recipes. I don't know. I just don't know how to perpetuate that kind of conversation. But I figured if I can find a group that I can relate to, and there's a certain level of connectivity there, it would be healthy for me to get back out there. I used to do a lot of volunteering, almost 20 years ago. A lot of volunteering, and that really made me feel good about myself and about what I was doing. And I was able to meet up with groups of people, not huge groups of people, but on a regular basis. And it was usually volunteering and doing tasks where, as a group, we would meet up, but individually we had separate tasks that we needed to do or accomplish. So we were perhaps maybe sorting particular food groups, or we were assigned certain kitchen tasks, or we were assigned, when we would fix up houses and parks for kids and stuff, we had certain tasks that we had to do. So even though I was with a group, I was also on my own, which made me feel comfortable with what I was doing. So I think moving forward, there's a couple of groups out there I would really love to be a part of. There's a couple of gardening groups and a couple of farmers groups, volunteer groups, that are always looking for people. And I think I'm going to go ahead and get out there and start volunteering with them. Now, they're still closed to accepting new volunteers, which I understand. I get that part. But there's one or two out there that will accept new volunteers because they're working outside and in a garden area. So you're separated and doing your own task as well. So I think getting out there will make me realize that, or make me overcome this sadness of being lonely. I have nobody. I realize that I have nobody, and it's hard. It's even sad to say it out loud. I don't have friends. My coworkers were my friends. They were my family. I have siblings that are a couple states away. My parents are a few hours south. My dad is in a memory care facility home, and they've been closed to visitors since, last April or May. I can't see him. Calling and FaceTiming is hard because he's hard of hearing. So calling is a difficult conversation. And then he has two words to say and he hangs up because I don't think he knows who he's talking to. And then FaceTiming is difficult because he doesn't know what's going on outside of his four walls, and he doesn't understand why I'm not there. And for that reason, it's been really hard to try and keep contact with him. But I've realized throughout all of this how lonely I am, and that I need to find my home, per se. I need to find my group. I need to find my people, and just start trying to build relationships through that. Are they going to be close, call me every day relationships? Probably not. Probably not, but that's okay. Because I think you guys will understand, and especially those, you know, with Asperger's and on the spectrum, that sometimes having friends that call us every day is, we kind of dread it, to be honest with you. But I think at the end of the day, we realize how much we need it. So that'll do it for today. I just wanted to touch base and see how the last year was going with you guys. Catch you up to date with me. So in a nutshell, as a result of losing my job, I've pivoted and created a new life for me. And it's going to be great. I realized that I need to get out there and make a couple of friends. Being lonely is not what I want to be for the next 40 years. Being without anybody is not where I want to be personally for the rest of my life. But if you guys have any questions, if you have any questions about me or what's going on here at home or what else did I do for this, or if you just want to chit-chat, feel free to leave a message. Or if you have any questions, ask. Maybe we'll bring it up for the next podcast. And just an FYI, I always start out writing out ideas for these podcasts, but 2 minutes in, I always deviate. So following a script for me on podcast is just almost impossible. I keep trying, but it's impossible. So I apologize if it seems like I jump around, but that's just who I am. It's what I do. It's what we do. As you know, our brain is so full of thoughts and ideas that our mouth tries really, really hard to get them all out, to catch up with our brain. And that's probably why I don't use a script. I have so much more to say than just what's on paper. But all right, so you guys take care, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again for listening to Ask Me.